Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Support for Armchair and the Saints Happy Hour podcast comes from Manscaped, who is number one in men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. Their Lawnmower 2.0 has proprietary skin-safe technology, so this trimmer won't nick or snag your nuts. Manscaping accidents are finally a thing of the past. And don't use the same trimmer on your face as you're using on your balls. That's just nasty. Manscaped also has the Crop Preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. You already put deodorant on your armpits. Why are you not putting deodorant on the smelliest part of your body? Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code ARMCHAIR at manscaped.com. Always use the right tools for the job. Your balls will thank you. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code ARMCHAIR at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code ARMCHAIR.
All right, everybody. Welcome to the Saints Happy Hour Podcast, Thursday edition. This one is free, so if you're not a patron, you should sign up at the $10 level and get Andrew's grade for free. You can get his written grades every week, and you get access to our grades podcast where we review. Or if you want to be super cool, you can sign up for our limited edition Swag King tier, Andrew. Swag King tier. You get everything. You get every podcast, the grades. You get a T-shirt, a koozie, a magnet, a sticker, and a mug. $30 for 3 months. You get it all. It's amazing. It's limited edition. It's only going to be here for a short time. You should sign up and do it. So, Andrew, this week is Falcons Hate Week. It is the most hated of all the rivals, the Falcons. They suck. They are a disaster. They're 1-7. They're possible. If the Saints really kick them in the nuts and humiliate them, they may fire Dan Quinn. Which I, of course, want to happen, so I hope that Sean Payton lays it on them and really humiliates them, which, by the way,
this whole lead-in is just football erotica.
It is. And the best part is go to the Falcoholic. It is like football porn. They are just in quaking fear. They're like, it's going to be horrible. We know it's going to be horrible. Sean Payton's a dick, and he's going to rub it in our face. This is going to be awful. So this game, they announced today that they expect Matt Ryan to play, so I think that makes it a little bit more interesting. But Atlanta, Andrew, they are so bad. They're 31 against the pass, and because they're so bad against the pass, their defense, it looks good against the run, but it's really not, because teams are like, why would we run when we could just throw 25-yard bombs anytime we want? So, I mean, they're awful. But as you look at Atlanta, what is the one thing besides shenanigans, as you like to call it, that would give you pause about this game Sunday?
I guess if Atlanta can protect a little better than they have, they've given up 21 sacks in 8 weeks. So, which isn't, it's bad. Don't get me wrong, it's bad. But, it's not like they're on pace to give up 50 sacks in a year, but
it's 42. That's
42 is a decent number. Yeah.
Yeah.
They've given up 21 sacks, and like Matt Ryan, if he comes back, like his mobility is going to be hampered, right? Because it's the high ankle sprain. So he's not a quarterback with good escapability anyway. But now you take away his mobility, and the Saints are pretty good covering. And so it begs the question, like, can Matt Ryan hurt the Saints? But, He still has good weapons at his disposal. I mean, Austin Hooper is having a career year. He's a good tight end. You've got Julio Jones. You got Calvin Ridley. Now, they traded away Sanu, so that's one weapon that's gone, but he wasn't really having a great year for them. And then you got Freeman out of the backfield. So those guys are all tough to cover. I do think the Saints' coverage, when you look at Lattimore and Apple and their safeties, and I think they should be able to slow these guys down enough to get to Matt Ryan. But offensively, the Falcons are actually number one in the NFL in passing yards. And now a big reason for that is they're always playing from behind, and they get a lot of yards passing because teams are in prevent and they'll give up stuff underneath and make the tackle. But the Falcons, they can move the ball through the air, and we know they can. If there's one thing this team can do, it's throw the football. Matt Ryan, you know, as much as we like to tool on him, and he has been more mistake-prone this year. He has thrown more picks because they haven't been blocking well up front. I feel like every week, like Matt Ryan, the Falcons don't lose by much. Like, they're not – I mean, they've been housed a couple times, but a lot of these losses have been, you know, their defense
one
can't stop. Yeah, they can't stop anyone, and it's the one Matt Ryan mistake. Like, he makes the one mistake a game, and they just have no margin for error. So if Ryan gets through a game without making a mistake and he kind of does his usual thing, this game could be a little bit tougher than we expect. So I guess that's probably the one thing that gives me pause. It's just the Falcons are pretty good throwing the football.
Yeah, and here's the thing that I'm interested in, and I made a joke in my WWL column, you know, Atlanta, they didn't fire any coaches this week, but they rearranged the coaching staff. And they were like, hey, Raheem Morris, we know you're coaching wide receivers. You're going to coach defensive backs now. And they moved another guy from somewhere else to running back. They moved a quality control coach from quality control to running back, and they moved the guy who was coaching the defensive backs to wide receivers. Like, they shuffled it around a bunch. So I'm wondering if that will either hamper their communications worse, which it seems impossible. If you've watched Atlanta at any point, their defensive communication is terrible, or it will improve them. Because one thing as I watched the sort of the 30-minute videos of them the last couple of days, their defense, yes, it's bad, and their quality of player is not good. But Andrew, they have a scent of the 2014-2015 Rob Ryan Saints defenses, where not only are they not talented, but they have just a lack of, like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, how can that guy be so wide open? How could you, like, are you running a coverage? Do you have nine guys on the field? Like, it's just horrible mental errors. And I wonder if that gets cleaned up, it makes them a little bit better. You know how when Dennis Allen, when he became the Saints defensive coordinator in 2015 and 2016, right, the defense improved and the talent level wasn't that much better, but you felt like you at least they knew what they were doing and they were lined upright. I don't know if Raheem Morris can get that fixed in a week, but if they could fix that, that might make them better because, God, their defense is bad, Andrew.
I just think – so I've heard a lot of comparisons to the 7-9 Saints, you know, where
– Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Offensively, they were good. Defensively, they were a disaster. And I think there's one big difference between the 7-9 Saints and this Falcons team. And the Falcons team does have some firepower offensively. Mm-hmm. And like I said, they can throw the ball. But the one difference that I would make between those incompetent Saints defenses and this is that at least the Saints were winning in the trenches when they had the ball. The Falcons, like, if you're terrible in the trenches on both sides, you really have no hope. And it's, you look at Devontae Freeman, he averages 3.4 yards per carry this year. Like, they can't run the ball. They can't run the ball because their offense can't block. And their pass protection is terrible. So Matt Ryan's doing what he can with great weapons, but he's still throwing bad picks and taking sacks because the offensive line up front is just getting killed. So this offense isn't elite. You know, that the Saints, when they were 7-9,
they were scoring playing, points.
They were as bad. I mean, they were some of the worst defenses in NFL history, but they could still score. And so you talk about falling ass backwards into a turnover. You know, if you find a way to get some comical stop every once in a while, the offense was good enough that they could find a way to win. This offense is not good enough to find a way to win, even when the defense mistakenly stops someone, because they just don't have it up front. And so Matt Ryan, again, he's taking the sack, he's throwing the one interception that just kills them every week. And I just think the way this Falcons team is built up front, it's really burned them. And when you look at Vic Beasley and Tack McKinley, those guys, Ralph, have a combined 2 sacks for 8 weeks. 2 sacks combined.
Oh, my God. They were trying to trade Vic Beasley for, like, a half-eaten Popeye sandwich and a soda. And teams were like, nah.
So look, why would they ever give up a sandwich like that, even half-eaten?
Even half-eaten Popeye.
Yeah, not for Vic Beasley. But, no, I mean, look, they spent 2 first-round picks on those guys. And I mean, Vic Beasley, at least, you know, he had the monster season. He got injured. And he hasn't been the same since. Tack McKinley was never good. Like, that guy, that was a disaster bust of a pick. And so they're not generating any pass rush. And so when you just look at the Falcons and their secondary is suspect and they're getting no pass rush whatsoever, it's easy pickings. It's easy pickings. And so I just look at this game and I just think the Falcons may get theirs a little bit in the passing game. And that does make me a little nervous. But when you're dominating both sides of the line, and this is a quote from Sean Payton. I remember in the Chicago Bears game, he said this, I felt like we dominated both sides of the line. He may have said this against Dallas, too. No, maybe it wasn't Dallas. But anyways, definitely against the Bears. He said, we're dominating both sides of the line, and when you do that, you're going to win most times. And I just think it's going to be very hard for Atlanta to put up much of a fight against this front that the Saints have. Now, a major injury happens, or something weird happens where the Saints have to move things around in the game. Maybe that makes it more difficult. But when you talk about the offensive line for Atlanta and how much they're struggling, and now they got to go on the road in New Orleans, this is a tough assignment for a team that's playing basketball.
Yeah. If you want to go all in and bet on the Saints to cover the 12.5 points, but you should go to mybookie.com, mybookie.ag. And right now, Andrew, use the code CHAIR. You get 100% sign-up bonus. That's right. You put in 100, you get 100 more to play with. So go to mybookie.ag. Use the code CHAIR. Get 100% sign-up bonus right now. Mybookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid.
Ralph, should I know I have to keep betting against the Saints because it's like 6 in a row now that they've won when I bet against them. So on principle, I have to keep doing it. Am I allowed to just take the points, or do I have to pick Atlanta to win?
I don't know. We'll have to discuss that on the gambling show. You at least have to take Atlanta at least with the points. And everybody who listens to the gambling show knows that I have the double digit NFL underdog investment fund. So I'll have to be putting money on Atlanta this week, because I bet every double digit underdog in the NFL every week. It's a winning proposition for me so far. 12-10 for the year.
If you're a patron though and you're listening to the show, please send me a message on Twitter and let me know if picking a point is sufficient, or if I actually have to pick the Falcons to win.
I feel like you're the Black Plague of gambling. People don't really understand. You text me during the week and during the weekend. Your gambling this year is a fucking disaster. Like
I even bet on PSG winning a League One match, which is like the most certain thing in sports, and they lost to Dijon, who was ranked like 17th in League One.
My betting
is such poison that like the team that's basically won the French league like 10 years in a row can't even beat the worst team in League One when I bet against.
We might have, on the Friday gambling show, we might have to make you pick Bama so LSU can win. But everybody, listen, thanks for listening to this episode of the Saints Happy Hour podcast. If you like it, subscribe, support us. We do this every freaking day. Other Saints podcasts, as they popped up, as the Saints win, and they'll come and they'll go. But me and Andrew, we do this goddamn thing every freaking day.
Yeah, do they have the jokes? Be honest.
Yeah, they don't have the jokes. They don't have the jokes, the mediocre audio, the sound effects. They don't have none of it. And we do this.
I mean, are they gonna talk about half-eaten Popeye sandwiches in a trade for Vic Beasley?
Dude, I have to say, people go on Twitter and search Popeye's fight. They had two old men in a truck, dude. The guy got out the pickup truck and he beat the hell out of that old man. They were in the drive-thru at the Popeye's. I was like, God damn, people are serious about this Popeye's chicken sandwich. I felt bad. I felt bad for that elderly. He got beat down, and all he wanted was a combo meal. That's going to happen to Atlanta Sunday. They're going to get beat down like that old man.
Well, hey, we're both going to be at the game. So if you're a patron, I'll be wearing the podcast shirt. Find us in Champion Square, and we'll have a beer with you.
Hopefully, my Forever 28-3 shirt will come in by then, and I can wear that. But check that. Check us out. Tell us if you want to meet us in Champion Square. And also, sign up for the podcast so you can get access to our huge LSU-Bama preview that will be up Friday. But that'll only be for patrons. Until then, we'll see you on Friday.